If you have your Bibles, go with me tonight to Joshua chapter 1. And I want to give you just a few thoughts, really, on Christian courage. Joshua is one of those books of the Bible we all love. The walls fall down, the sun stands still, the people get the land. In almost every chapter, it's victory after victory. What I want you to know tonight is that none of those victories would have been possible if it were not for a man at a key moment in his life who decided to live courageously. I want you to look at Joshua chapter 1. We'll begin our reading in verse 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Three times, verse 6, verse 7, and verse 9, God tells Joshua, be strong and courageous. How many of you would agree with me that it takes courage to be a Christian? William Gurnall, a Puritan, wrote a great book entitled Christian in Complete Armor. And here's what he said. It requires more prowess and greatness of spirit to obey God faithfully than to command an army of men. More greatness to be a Christian than a captain. Young people, as I've heard you've testified tonight, I want to remind you that it will take courage to keep the spiritual decisions that you made at camp. Courage to purge certain influences out of your life. Courage to change your attitude. Courage to adjust your habits. Courage to step up and lead in the youth department. Courage to stand for God when the crowd is telling you to go another way. It'll take courage to share your faith with kids when you go back to school. And I want to say to you tonight what God said to Joshua, be strong and of good courage. Courage isn't just for young people coming back from camp. Courage is the need for every Christian. Some of you will wake up tomorrow and you will leave the comfort of your home and immerse yourself in a work environment that is hostile to your faith. The easy thing to do in that kind of environment is to blend in. Keep your mouth shut, keep your head down, get your work done. But that's not what God would have you to do. God would have you to shine as a bright light in that place. God would have you to stand for Him and to speak for Him in that place. To be a witness where you work takes courage, so be strong and of good courage. It takes courage to raise our kids in a culture pulling them the opposite direction. It takes courage to face financial trouble. It takes courage to face family trouble. It takes courage to face cancer in old age. It takes courage to knock on doors or run a bus route or start a good news club. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. It takes courage to look at your bank account and ask God for the faith to give a little bit more than you're already giving for our building program. Courage has always been the requirement of the Christian life. And I want to ask you tonight, what would our lives look like if we had the courage to take every inch of ground God really had for us? What would our lives look like today if in our past we had had the courage to follow through with every spiritual decision He led us to? Where would we be if we had had the courage to take the steps of faith He told us to take? What could our lives be if we would have the courage for every victory He wants to give us? Now, I have good news for you tonight. Courage is available. And Joshua shows us in chapter 1 where he got it. And I want to ask three very quick questions about courage tonight. What is it? When do you need it? And how do you get it? What is Christian courage? Is it John Wayne bravado, intestinal fortitude, John Rambo taking on an army of 1,000 men? What's real courage? Here's real courage. Here's my definition. Courage is a willingness to say and do what's right, even when you're afraid. A willingness to say and do what's right, even when you're afraid. Cowardice asks the question, is it safe? Consensus asks the question, is it popular? Courage asks the question, is it right? And many times in life, you are going to come to the crossroads of what is easy and what is right. And courage is a willingness to do what's right even when it's hard. It's not easy for a teenage girl to break off a bad relationship. Not easy for a new Christian to start tithing. It's not easy for Christian parents to decide, you know, we shouldn't spend so much time with those relatives because they're a bad influence on our kids. By the way, I'd rather offend my relatives than sacrifice my children. I'm telling you, many times in life you'll come to the crossroads of what is easy and comfortable and what's right. And the courage is a willingness to do what's right even when it's not easy, even when I'm afraid. You might write down in your reference there, I don't have time, Deuteronomy 31:7, Joshua 1, verse 18. Here's what you're going to find two more times right before this, one right before this instance in chapter 1, one right after it. God essentially commands Joshua the same thing, be strong and of a good courage. Why do you think God had to tell Joshua five times, be strong and of a good courage? I'll tell you why, because he was afraid. Because he was shaking in his boots. And everyone knew it. I don't think Joshua had the giftings of Moses, the temperament of Moses. I don't think he was dying to get into Moses' position. Joshua was happy where he was, and he was afraid at the step God was calling him to take. The point is, if you wait until you're not afraid to do what God has told you to do, you will never do what God has told you to do. And someone asked General George Patton, what is courage? He said, courage is fear holding on 1 minute longer. So what is courage? A willingness to say and do what's right even when you're afraid. Well, why do we need it and when do we need it? Well, when God calls us to new levels, new places, and new battles. Look at verse 2 again. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go over this Jordan. God was calling Joshua to a new level in his life. For 40 years, the buck had stopped with Moses. Now the buck stops with him. There's a difference in being the right-hand man of the man and being the man. God was about to bring Joshua to a level he could have never imagined, and I don't think he really wanted to be there. All throughout your life, Christian, you need to know that God is going to call you to new levels. He's not content for you to stay where you are, not content for you to stay stagnant. He wants you to go higher. And most of the time when he calls you to a new level, you won't want to go because you're comfortable where you are. Fear is not the great enemy of courage. Comfort is the great enemy of courage. And teens who value comfort above all else will never really stand for Christ. Parents who value comfort over Christ will never really raise champions for Christ. You don't raise a champion for Christ sitting on your couch in the living room watching Netflix all the time. That's not how it happens. Ministry leaders who value comfort never get their ministry to the next level. And when God calls you to a next level in your life, it takes a lot of courage to say, even though I like where I am, I'm going to go where God calls me. God called him to a new level. God called him to a new place. Look at verse 3. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you as I said unto Moses. He talks about all the land in verse 4 that God would give him. Joshua would lead the people to places where Moses had never led them. Joshua would lead the people to places he himself had never been. And it's a very simple observation, but it takes a lot of faith in God to go to a new place in your life. For some, that means a new career. For some of you, it has meant a new church. For some of you, it means getting on an airplane and going on a short-term missions trip or going to a new school or moving to a new city. And I just want to say to you, when God calls you to a new place, have the courage to go there, because it'll be a place of blessing beyond your wildest imagination. The wilderness was not to be compared with the promised land, but it took courage to get Joshua from the wilderness to the promised land. You need courage when you come to new levels. You need courage when you come to new places. You need courage when you come to new battles. Verse 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. That's a comforting promise, but here's what it meant. There would be opposition as they went into Canaan. People were not just going to roll over and let Joshua and the Israelites take their land. There would be a battle. Listen to me. There can be no victory in the Christian life without a battle. Young people, Satan is not going to roll over because you went to North Carolina. It's not going to happen. He's going to fight you with everything he has for every inch of ground that you gave to God. And you need to know that this will not be easy. It will be a fight. Have the courage to keep fighting. Be strong and of a good courage. If God's calling you to a new level, go there. To a new place, go there. To a new battle, fight it. Be strong. Have courage. Now here's the real question. How do we get it? How do we get Christian courage? Joshua shows us the secret. Look at the end of verse 5. God says to Joshua, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Where do you get courage? You trust his presence. Many of us have been told all our lives to look for courage in the wrong place. We've been told by our parents and our teachers and our coaches and the talk shows to look for courage within. You're awesome, they tell us. You're special, they tell us. You can do it if you think you can do it. Listen to me. I'm not as special as they said I was. Not as strong as I said I was, and you aren't either. Courage doesn't come from looking at what's inside you. It comes from seeing the one standing beside you. Joshua, you can have the courage to take the people over that river and into that land for one reason and one reason only. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. And young people, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Be strong and of a good courage. He will not fail you. He will not forsake you. Trust his presence. And look at verse 6. He says, be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Claim his promise. Joshua, this is a promise that predates you. You're here today because I made a promise to your fathers that I intend to keep. And ladies and gentlemen, if you will learn to claim the promises of God in your life, you will discover that they will never fail. Now don't miss this. Behind every promise is the power of God. Don't miss that. Behind every promise is the power of God. I've already said this. God didn't command Joshua to be strong because he was strong. God doesn't have to command me to have red hair or preach long sermons. I've got those things covered. Why did God have to command Joshua to be strong? Because he wasn't strong. But with the promise that God would be with him and give him the land came the power to perform the promise. Christ doesn't just give us his courage. He is our courage. And if he's with us, with his promise comes his power. So claim his promise. Here's the last one, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You want courage? Obey his word. Every morning of your life, open up this book and get a life-changing word from God and meditate it all day long and obey it. And God says, when you do that, then you'll be prosperous and then you'll have success. You want courage? Here's where you get it. Trust his presence. Claim his promise. Obey his word. I want to show you one more thing. Look over at Joshua chapter 23. We go from the beginning of Joshua's time as leader over Israel to the very end. He talks about all that God has done and all that God will do, but here's his first real word of admonition to them in his farewell address to the people. Look at verse 6. Be ye therefore very, what's the next word class? To keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that you turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left. Sounds awfully familiar, doesn't it? Here's the point. As Joshua is leaving and dying, he commends to the next generation the same kind of life that he lived, a life of courage. In other words, he's saying, God's going to call you to some levels you didn't think you'd get to. He's going to call you to some places that you're afraid to go. He's going to call you to fight some battles you can't win, and it will take courage, but have courage, and he'll come through. What's Joshua saying when he gives those people the same words God gave him? He's basically saying this, I wouldn't change a thing. And young people, older people, the only Christian life worth living is a life of courage. So be strong and courageous. And God is with you. Let's pray together, may we? Father, I know there are some folks in this life who are facing some new levels. They've made spiritual decisions. They've gotten rid of some things in their lives. They're pressing on to some higher ground. But I know it's going to take courage for them to get where they need to get. I know there are some folks in this room who are facing some new battles. And probably some who came tonight wondering if they would be able to win. might this admonition to Joshua as he stood at the most important moment of his life be one that every person here, young and old, takes to heart. Be strong, have a good courage. And if we need it tonight, and many of us do, I'm glad we can come to you and get it. Would you stand with me tonight? Do you need courage for some new level? Courage for some new battle? You need a spiritual strength from God that you just don't have right now? Be encouraged. Joshua didn't have it either. But if he could get it, you can too. If God would give it to him, God will give it to you. So Brother Bro is going to lead us in a verse here in just a moment. If you're not sure you're saved, leave your place. Someone will take a Bible and show you how to know for sure you can be on your way to heaven when you die. The rest of us here probably need the kind of courage that God gave Joshua. So I want to come and tell you, come and get it. Come and get it.